Welcome to Native Talks, it's Jen here again, and today we're talking about taking criticism. We all have egos, and those egos get hurt when someone criticizes us. It doesn't matter if it's your boss, your colleagues, or your friends, criticisms hurt. The fact is that other people see your flaws better, so learning how to accept criticism is vital if you want to improve at work. You'll get criticism in the form of personal conversation, feedback forms, or even personal evaluations at work. I'll begin by distinguishing constructive criticism from destructive criticism. So what is constructive criticism anyways? What qualifies as constructive and is therefore worth paying attention to? The difference lies in the content and delivery of the feedback. Although both types of criticism can hurt your confidence because of the way they challenge your skills or character, destructive criticisms are mostly personal attacks. Sometimes they're deliberate, other times they're just a result of a lack of tact. Whatever the cause, you'll know that it's destructive criticism if it only points out your flaws. Constructive criticism, on the other hand, includes suggestions on how you can improve. Destructive criticism isn't worth dealing with. Keep your cool and let it slide. But constructive criticism can definitely help you improve yourself, if you're down to do that. Ways you can take constructive criticism: you can take a step back from your first reaction. Don't jump at the chance to defend yourself as soon as the person criticizing you stops to draw breath. That just makes you look defensive and unable to handle negative feedback. Giving into your anger or needing to justify yourself also prevents you from taking criticism objectively. So just take a deep breath and follow the other steps below. Be wary of facial expression and body language. Try not to roll your eyes or cross your arms or even frown when criticized. Also, consider the source of the criticism. Criticism from a manager you don't like could still be legitimate or helpful in the same way that feedback from trusted colleagues can also be disingenuous. Don't take it as an insult and realize that giving feedback is awkward and not easy for the other person either. Think about where your boss is coming from next time you feel upset about taking criticism. You're not perfect and neither are they, but the fact that they took time to point out your mistake shows that they care about your career. Criticism is a way to improve yourself, and you can take what you need and leave the rest.